סימן שין וב סעיף זיין. מותר למדוד בשבס מדידה של מצווה. You allow to measure in Shabbos a measurement for a mitzvah, shel mitzvah, dehainu. It's mevur in this seif that is the issur to measure stam in Shabbos for no reason. Or for a reason, but not for a mitzvah. But a measurement for a mitzvah you're allowed to. Kigoin, limdoid to measure him, yesh ba mikveh arbo himself. ולימדויד אזויר מישהו חוילה ולילחש אולוב כמו שנוהג עם אנושי מוטו was a kind of medicine, kind of לחש, that he put a kind of אזויר and they measured it three times. And this was a רפואה. Why? They have a מדידה של מצווה. רפואה is also considered a מצווה. משנבור הסיף קודם למדלת. מדידה של מצווה ואף על גב דלי אבי, אף על גב דלי הותר שבוס אפילו במוקם מצווה. Even Mokim Mitzvah, you're not allowed to be over a Yisr de Rabbanon. So why are you allowed to measure? Kmo shikasavnu leher besiv kol mechavches. Shaini medido de loyavi Yisr kol kach. It's not a real Yisr. Ela mishum daavi ki uvda de choyl. De loch yishori be Mokim Mitzvah. It's like uvda de choyl. Bemeile etz mutor be Mokim Mitzvah. Ki goin limdoit. Vua adin de mutor limdoit chol shiyesh bakoyse lamasik. It's a mess in one room. Koyanim in the other room. And there's a wall in between. And you want to measure if the tumor goes through. אם יש בסך טבח להביא הטומא מהחדר שהמס בו אל החדר הסמוך לו. ואף אגב שיכולים הקריינים להוציא סימנו, they don't have to stay. So what have you matter the איסור ברבונו? מכל מוקם, כיוון שמועד את שיעורתו למחזיק עובדה דחוי. But for sure, only four קריינים. סתם to be מועד את שיעורי של תוירו, it doesn't say that you allow to. והוא עדין עמוד הלבדו כדי לשאר שיעור שישים לבט על איזה איסור. תקיוון דודו לאסלאם את הדבר הרואה, לא יאבי כי עובדין דחוי. We have to know what is the case here. He's measuring. He wants to know if it's already shishim, if it's already batel, or he wants to be mevatel, or he wants to learn what is the shir of bitul shishim. We'll see in the hemshach what was exactly this case. Shel mitzvah de medida refuah, refuah saguf mitzvah, ugzeir hashchekes mamonim leshayach bezelo berefuah sheyesh b'mamish, and mashke oichel. Here it's only a lachash. So then you're allowed to. This is the seif. Now, in this halacha, I want to go through a lot of different pratim in this halacha. Chazal u'oyser, I'll read maybe from the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosa. Osu Chazal limdeid velishkel b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to measure and weigh, afilu b'kli she'enu miyuchel limdeid boy, even if it's not made specific for measuring. It's also. But for sure, only if he's mechaven for something, stam measuring, playing is garnished. ואיסור זה נויג בין אם מיידת בשקל לצריך מקר וממקר. If he's doing it for selling, for buying. Or even without that. He wants to prepare food. He wants to know how much cake for baking in Yontif. Now, the Shmir Shabbos brings down from Shlomo Zalman HaLoche. This is the way it was printed in Shmir Shabbos in the old editions. Mutor lisper samirtsofe shebedira. Some people, they count the tiles. And like this, they know the size of the room. They know later how much furniture to buy, how much different things. You're allowed to. It's not called a medida. It's not called a isu medida. Later in Chilek Gimel, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that he's not so sure about it. That you're allowed to. You're not allowed to. Now, you're allowed to moid that in a kli that is made from medida if you don't do it exact. If you do a round, but in weighing, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to measure your height, weight. How much you weigh, even if it's mechanic, not electric. But mutar limdoid velishkel letzarich mitzvah. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa says mutar limdoid velishkel letzarich mitzvah. And locheini paskins mutar limdoid gavia. You're allowed to measure a becher im amno marzik ishur adorush lekiddush v'leavdale. Mutar lishkel is kamus amatzo shalulecho lematzis v'lelaseida. You're allowed to measure tchum Shabbos. And the same thing you're allowed to do in Letzeri Choyle. You're allowed to measure how much he needs to eat and Yom Kippur. The doctor says how much you're allowed to measure his temperature, like we'll see in a second. All these things you're allowed to. If you prepare food for a kid, you're also allowed to. Because Tzerich Kotten Zak Choyle Shem Besakone. She says, if you don't need to, so don't do it. If you could do a round, you don't have to do exact. Same thing in Yom Tov. if you have to, because if not, it will change the taste, you're allowed to measure exactly. But if not, so don't. This is the halachas. These are the halachas that Shmir Shabbat Kilchosa brings. And I want maybe a little bit to be mefarad these halachas. Again, it's a small little seif, and there's a lot of halachas come out of the seif. We'll try, b'ktzira samorim, to mesakim the halachas of this seif. We'll start like this. The Shmir Shabbat says, mutar limded velishka letzerech mitzvah. Kafachayim brings down a shita, medida was mutar, mishka lezasu. He brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch, Yilchus Yontef, Tov Kuf, seif beis. You have to look there in the Taz if it's Muchach. He wants to say only Medida is Mutar Letzerech Mitzvah, not Mishkol. One child. But Mele, he says, to Shekel the Masses before Pesach, not a Lila Seder. I want to mention here in Nekuda. They pasken that it's Mutar Letzerech Mitzvah, it's Mutar. This is what they pasken, Letzerech Mitzvah is Mutar. What to be, why is no Chiyuv? You write that it's Mutar, but you could do it before. So don't do it now. Why? I see the Mishmogen Avram and Simon Tov Kufov says in the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Moedim Kemach Beyontev Kedei Lelogush Elo Yikach Boim Ed Adas. Shmur Shabbos also passes it. Shulchan Aruch. Zog the Mogen Avram, Zohoy Yochel Limded Me'et Mo'el, Gam Lav Tzerich Gdei Ru. Elo Yipogem, it's not so needed. Aber Hoy Yochel Limded Me'et Mo'el. But it's Tzerich Yontev. Deo Matir Bishul Tzerich Yontev. And Tov Kuf Dalet, Seif Dalet, Mutar Limde Tavlin, Litten Begdeiro. V'yeshoim Rim Davke Lenachtim Shori. We pass not like that. Why? Why not? Everything Letzerich Yontev is Mutar. It's also Tzerich Mitzvah. But if Efshar Lemocha, we don't. The same thing we found that it says in the Halacha that if you don't have to do it, Meduyak, if it's not Pregim, you are not Matir. Why? Because you could do it in a different way. Maybe dear, it's not even a tzairich. So here are my question is, if you could weigh before Shabbos, before Yom Tov the Matzah, maybe you mechuyev. You could measure the becher before, maybe you mechuyev. I didn't see no one mentions it. Any idea? Any idea? I'm just asking a shayla. Now as a sefer Kilan Torah, he wants to say that Mishkol is also like the Kafachai. Second of all, he tainas, that we're not rushing to be matir everything. That he brings down that a young man, I'll read his lashon, they made a special cup that has different measurements. Avrich ben Teiru hiski lasis keschuchis, that has all different measurements. And I told him that he had to do it Erev Yontif. V'tomale is medida shel mitzvah. V'muto, v'mardi levar k'tzat, if he's right or not. Why? First, we say, I have the svar, if you could, Erev Yontef. But he wants to say another reason to answer. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, and Simen Shin Ches, that you have like this, not a watch, but like a sand watch, they call it, that you have a half an hour. You're allowed to move it or not. And the Mishnah says there, it's Mukse. And the Mogen Avrom there brings down, you've got nine Ches, that it's you're not allowed. It's mukta. Ah, it's not the Mishnah Berurah. The Aval Gav, she medidas hazmano yasel. If you have a medidas shel mitzvah sheloimed al yedei ze, he wants to know how much to learn. Shaini yochel bayos a medida atzmo in mitzvah. The mikveh, the matzah. I did only his made the time to feed that he knows how to learn. If you sheloimed al yodo, he can yitle limude beisu. So he wants to say, you're allowed to measure the wine, the matzah, the mikveh, but to use the cup, to measure water, to put it in the kais, to measure if the kais is a shir aviz, it's a measure to a measurement. That is also. To measure the kais, yeah. To measure the wine, yeah. The matzah, yeah. But to measure the kais, you need how much is aviz, yeah. But to measure the kais, to medida le medida, he wants to answer. I don't know an answer. I don't know a clear answer. But I have maybe a little limud chus. Mishnah Berurah here brings down that even though the Kohanim could leave the room, it was a medida shel mitzvah. So it could be like this. And the showing there, the timer is not a medida de mitzvah. And it's not mamish, then it's also. But by us, matzah, yayin, he's made the revis that it's a shiur shul mitzvah. So avad, it has to be a toyales. If it's no toyales, bichlal. But even if the kohanim could go out, we are matir it. So it could be the answer what I asked. You could do it before yontif. You're right. What Mogen Avraham says you could do before is the measurement for the challah, for the flour for baking. Of a medida shel mitzvah, that the medida atzma is not so much uvda dechoyl. And it's a tzarech, you're for sure allowed to do it like a tchila and yontif. Be allowed to do it like a tchila and yontif. Maybe you'll be allowed to use this keli. Any idea? As another ori, you have to know what he says here, that the moide de shishim, it's a bit interesting, because in Simen, Shin Chof Gimel Siv Kod Lamed Zayin, it's mashma lehefech, that it's a tikkun mone. Maybe here he's not measuring it to be mevatel, just to know if it was already mevutel, or maybe it's a limud. For a limud you're allowed to. So another question the Poskim Adan, they have today the water. So is a monet, a watch, to know how much water you're using. So when you use water in Shabbos, you're over an isu medida. So in the Sefer of Shabbos, it brings down, ha-peseach is berez ha-mayim b'Shabbos, en tzorich lochu shel lekach, she-shoin ha-mayim istov ve-ha-mayim nimdodim. He doesn't have to be choishesh that through opening the water, the monet, the watch, moves. In the bottom he brings down, it's only said uvda dechoil, it's not shaykh benidah dedan she-ptichas ha-berez, she-ein das ha-odom nesun ha-la-medida, ve-oid, it's not secretion will happen, sometimes it's not mashpia, it's grome. Sometimes it's tzarech Shabbos, tzarech mitzvah, maybe you're allowed to. Now, you have another kind, this is mechanic. You have the ones that electronic. Dir l'chua had to be more also, because you're moving the numbers. And he brings out chove, I don't want to go into it in Armis Geres, to melamed tzchus, that you're allowed to use them, even the ones that have electricity movement. But I want to say that it's clearly, it's only in a case that it's not miyad every time when you open the numbers change. If it's made in a way that mamish, miyad when you open, every time the numbers change miyad, I don't know if it's a heter to open it in Shabbos. This is the first chelik of this halacha. Also stated here that medida shel refuah is muta. So the poskim bring down, bemele is muta. It's muta to measure temperature in Shabbos. Even to stam achoyle. What is the raya even to stam achoyle? The raya that even for stam achoyle you're allowed to, because the Mishabur asked the Kasha how you're allowed to do this ezoir, is a shchika samemani, me'isu de rabbanon from refue. And he answered, it's not a refue mamish, it's no isu shchika samemani. So we see that we're talking achoyle she'ain boi mamish, not mamish achoyle. And even so, you're allowed to measure. You're allowed to measure the temperature. Now, for sure, again, when you use a thermometer, you have to know. The electricity ones, the digital ones, you're not allowed to. But the ones that we have, that you shake it and the number goes up, like kaspit, they call it, you're allowed to. I'm sure Zaman holds you're allowed to even shake it down, and it's not called metaken money, even that you're fixing it by taking down the temperature, that like this you can measure again. And Shuvah Zvanogas, he wants to be machmir in it. He wants to say because the kaspid that is inside melts and goes up, he wants to ask for only mokum tzerech godel. Most poiskim lemaisa are matir to use it. Most poiskim are matir. I saw they bring down b'shem b'shem b'zalm in another reason. He says measuring temperature is bichlal nat uvdin dechoil. You just measure now his temperature. In 3 hours, it's not like we'll know how much it is. We want to know now how much temperature he has. It's not a double kavua. This is what Shem Zalman Eirbach brings down, as they bring down the Shemir Shabbos ki ilchoso, and he wants to be matir for people that have to know if they're roi, for pregnancy, they have to know the temperature of the body, even though it's not welcome choyli, you're allowed to. Could be, but out that you're also allowed to do, could be it's like a dvar mitzvah, pruvervu. Could be it's like a pruvervu, and you'll be allowed to. It's called a medida shel mitzvah. Shem Zalman wants to be matir also for this reason. There's one mishayla that I want to bring up. They have, when you go into the Kaisal HaMa'arovi, metal detectors. Normally during the week, it works with electricity. It buzzes. That l'chura is also in Shabbos. So they made special ones. They have a Hechsher, mechanic ones. The way it works is different kind of magnets. And it's a kind of measurement that shows how much metal passes under it, because the magnets have less power when the different metals inside. So Rav Meir told me, the Shmir Shabbos told me that it's mutter. I think he also was Messiah in the Hechsher. So Rabbi Tzalel Rakov, the Rav and Gates, asked me, what is the Hechsher? Medina B'Shabbos. Could be it's a Dvar Mitzvah, if you're going to the Kaisel, it's in a Miskaven, it's Misasek, it's not Mamish, doesn't measure exactly the metal. It's such a swara from Baruch Hashem David Pollack, a good swara. Maybe it's not a direct measurement. I'm not so sure, because this, that amount of measurement, this goof is what they want to measure. But we could be Mitzarev also the swara of Shlomo Zalman. That's not a uvda dechoyer. He just wants to know when he passes if he has a lot of metal. He's not measuring him, deciding on him. He just wants to stop the people that have the metal. So the mele is another tzad, another sniff to be matir. Seif ches. Hiru ba'asok of muto. Umikol moko mishum oynek shabes mitzvah shele yachshav bohem klal. So the halacha is hiru ba'asok of muto the mishnebura sivkon lamedzayin dichsiv v'daber dovor dibur asur hiru muto mitzvah shel yachshav kol shekin im yesh lo al hiru matir asalev v'dayge deizor b'ze v'yiru ba'inov kedei isu mechilte parashas Yisroel shishis yom mitar b'sik melachtecho chi efshar le'odom la'asis kom melachto b'shav shishis yomim elo shvois ki'ilu melachtecho asuri. So this is the halacha. Sheitzor v'yogim ba'anocha b'yemi l'choseinu oynek Shabbos shli kol melachtecho asuyo shetiye kol melachtecho asuyo. This is the halacha. Hirurim mutorim se me'iker adin et muter aber yachshuv she'akol lo asuy the two finishes melachtecho asuyo ve'ein lecho oynek gadol mize ve'ein lecho oynek gadol mize. We mentioned already in the beginning of the siman that the Mishnah Berurah learned that you're allowed to go around and look what you need to fix in your property. If it doesn't look, it looks like you're material, even if you have in mind to check what to put later, how to add a porch. If it's not nikar, you're allowed to. It's bichlal hiru. For sure, melach techo asuya. Oynek Shabbos, not to think about it. The Mishnah Alochim wants to say that lefidem, if you already finished the Sakov and he's only nene from what happened, from what passed, then you're allowed to. But for sure, l'chur, if he's me'arer, to think if he did the right things or not, so that, then I'm not so sure. V'irurim mutorim, melach techa asuyo, that's the halacha. The chayodom learned that to be me'arer, what to fix, is also awesome. It's m'mtzoy cheftecho. M'mtzoy cheftecho. The hayla, if you me'arer, stam, what you need to do, you're allowed to. But to be meharer and to go to check to see, here I will do this and here I will do that, this is mitzvah cheftecho. Hirurim mutorim is hiru alein, stam hiru, stam machshoves. But to go to see where you could fix the porch, how you could do it, this is mitzvah cheftecho. Again, the Mishnah Berurah learns if it's not niker, it's no isur of hiru and it's muta. But the reason, like atchilo, you have not allowed to, you have to dig melachtecho asuyo, and the lashon haTorah is eilecho oinek Shabbos gadol mizeh. I want to mention what the Gemara in Shabbos brings down in Kuf Mem. Tanu Rabbonon Maise Bechosid Echot Shenifretz Oloi Peretz Betech Sodeyu Holiness Gate V'nim Lech Oloi Legodro V'nizkor Sheshabbosi V'nim Na Oise Chosid V'legodro And he didn't put a gate V'nas Oloi Nes V'also V'itzlaf V'men Oise Parnesos V'pozan Shebeisoi. And he had a parnosa for the whole year. What exactly was the case is different pshotim, but the Taz and Shin Zayin Sivkot and Yudal in the second pshat is a shtickel mashma, especially the Yerushalmi that he brings down, that he had a hiru. And because he had a hiru in Shabbos, even the Be'ikar Adin you're allowed to, he was kindness himself and he didn't fix it. Some say he made a dibu, but some learned in Yerushalmi was a hiru. And because he had such a plan to do it in Shabbos, so Melach Techa Asuya, he decided not to do it and he left it like it is. You're not allowed to tell Eino Yehudi Agoi אסור לומר לעיני יהודי שיהיה לחוץ לתחום בשבס אחר קרוי בימס שיבואו להספידו. You're not allowed to tell the guy to go out חוץ לתחום to bring the קרויבים of the mess that they were called מוצי שבס to be masked in the mess. This is one הלוכה. The second הלוכה. אבל חוילה לתוקיף לאלמס, someone that is very sick, and he asks, ואומר שאיש לכו בעד קרויב, if he wants his cousins to come to visit him, to take care of him, ואלי מוטו, he needs it, to a refuah. We have two halachas in the seif. And I want to be madgish a little bit because it's two chidushim in these halachas. We'll try to speak them out clearly. The first halacha in this seif is, you're not allowed to tell a guy, go call the kroivim chutz latchum to be maspid after Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains it. The davka leima lois, you've gotten mem. Also leima, the davka leima lois las is achra Shabbos muto. You're allowed to tell a guy to do a melocha after Shabbos. משום דאבי צורך המצווה, אז לא מצורך הפצחו. כמו שקוסו בסעיף ג' אבל לא איש שיעשו ילך בשבס. וכן אפילו לא אמר להם ערב שבס, לעשו בשבס, אף שלא צריך לו ימייס, אז עושו. אז לא יותר, תמק יחילו לשבס, אתה צריך מצווה סתם. I heard from חושב people that is a minig of חס ושולם someone is nifter in the States. And his family is in Eretz Yisrael and the Levi is in the States. So they want the family to take the Motzei Shabbos flight to America. If they will call when Motzei Shabbos is in America, they already missed the flight, the 12 o'clock flight that leaves from Israel to America, from Eretz Yisrael. So they tell a guy to call to see what happened. L'churetz osu. There's no heter. Mevur here that it's osu. And I spoke today to the Rabbi Tzrik Rubin, the Baal Aruch Shabbos. He told me for sure there's no heter. Maybe it's a limutzchus. He didn't find a limutzchus. I heard, he said that he never heard that people are knowing it. I know people are knowing it. People do this. Someone has a baby. They tell the guy in the hospital to let the family to know that they had a baby. Also, but even for a levaya, it's also. Maybe the limutzchus is tzerich godel in Shinzain. The Ito says that var mitzvah is muta. And we see here that it's called a var mitzvah. Tzerich godel, someone who misses father's levaya. A whole tzibur will have to doicha the levaya, the other kroivim will have to sit more. Maybe the tzarech mitzvah they will matir. Or it's time to organize a maspid that he could prepare his drosher, etc., etc., for sure is also. This is the first part of the halacha. The second we learn, the second chelik of the seif. Aval choyle de takif le alma, someone that is very sick. And he asks, sheishlichu bad kroivim, they will come. Vada ishori, zog de mishnebura vada ishori. אפילו לזכרת שיורוץ כמה פרסועס בשבס לא וקרוי מוציא שבס גם כן שורי כדי שלא תתורף דייטו אלוב. He could have אגמס נפש. And the question is I saw the Mishnah Aloha asks a question. Mishnah Bua says that why you allowed to buy a choyle שלא תתורף דייטו אלוב. I'll read the lesson of the Mishnah Bua one more time. אפילו לזכרת שיורוץ כמה פרסועס בשבס לא וקרוי בוב במוציא שבס you allowed to. You're allowed to tell the Kroivim to come Motzei Shabbos. If it's a Pikuach Nefesh, frag the Mishnah Aloche, so even the Obi HaKroivim is Shabbos, they have to come. And if it's not Pikuach Nefesh, what is the Heter to tell the guy? So he wants to say that he needs them to come Motzei Shabbos, but they're far away, and if he will leave only Motzei Shabbos to call them, then it'll be a Pikuach Nefesh for him. But it's not necessary that they will come right away in Shabbos. But I think maybe better. We're learning Shulchan Aruch Shin Chof Chesi if you Zion. The Mokir is the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Chof Tes that the Tzerech Choyle B'kol Gufoy Amir Ele Nochri is Mutar B'mokim Choyli B'meile is Tokif Le'alme. You're right, it's not a Pikuach Nefesh, but he will become much sicker. It's a Tzerech Choyle, and the Chiddush is that you're allowed to do Amir Ele Nochri L'Tzerech Choyle. Seif Yud Le'achlif Mashkin Le'ein Yehudi B'Shabbos. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is the guy owes me money. I have a chayfetz if the guy has a mashkin. The guy wants to take back that mashkin and give me a different mashkin instead of him. I'm allowed to switch it. The chiddush is the Mishnah Berurah says, "La'afukim me'apoyskim shesayim is a mechzi masu matan." I'm giving him a different chayfetz. He's giving me back his chayfetz. So la'achli mushku mashkin le'niyudi b'shabes muto. But imu malbush v'yotzieno ayniyudi derech malbushoy va'ain lekamon simen shil chofei. Shabu explains, If it's not a malbush, look at Mishnah Berurah, if you've got mem gimel, you're not allowed to switch it for the guy. Why? The kevun shememushkin liYisrael, have a kilu shel Yisrael, ve'osu mishumar yisayin if he goes out. Shail if he puts it in his pocket, if it helps or not. Some person can want to say that it helps. The merzi shayisrael tzivou lehoitzi. Ve'ayin lekaman simet shin chofei. The toiv shen Yehudi yikach hamashkin be'atmi ve'aniach achar b'mekoyimi ve'lo yiga bo Yisrael. Tell the guy, here's your chayfetz, take it, put down the other one, but the Yisrael will not pick it up in his hands. Toif, sometimes it's in the safe, so then you cannot do it sometimes. You don't want him to know where is your safe. It's not so safe that he won't know where is the safe. Seif Yudalev. Mutol liknes bayis beretz Yisrael min ha'inu Yehudi b'Shabbos. You're allowed to buy a house from a guy in Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, only from a guy, because it's a mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael. From a yid is also mitzvah yishuv. Loshen Rashi and Gittin is mitzvah legarashev itkechovim veleyashev shom Yisrael. So mutol liknes bayis beretz Yisrael min ha'inu Yehudi b'Shabbos. And the goy will sign it by the erkoes. And the Ramo adds, "Hagoy berkoes shalom, biktav shalom, they know osu mid rabbonon, they know osu rak mid rabbonon, ktav shalom." Umishum yishu beretz Yisrael legosu. We'll see in a second the Ramo. So the first part is the aloch of the Shulchan Aruch. Mutar liknes bayis beretz Yisrael min ha'inu Yehudi b'Shabbos. You're allowed to buy a house from a goy in Shabbos. V'choisim memale berkoes. Not you yourself, the goy. It's possible that is the pshat. Avada, you're not allowed to write in Shabbos. Melocha de Reise. To tell the goy is a shvus. They will matu mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ramo will add, they will only matu b'ksav shalom, not b'loshon HaKodesh, and the Mishabur will not accept. Bring down the most points, give a cholek, and that they sefes. But Avada, that the Yisrael is not writing the shtar himself. It's possible. I just want to read the loshon of the Aruch HaShulchan. Veda, the bor ratzil ani yuzdaiti. The toes God will not be tzfus b'shulchan aruch. Shekos av mutor liknes bayis meinarin Yehudi b'eretz Yisrael v'choisim umala b'erkoes. That it's mashma that the Yid is writing. V'al kol tzorch leim ha mutor lehakoyne bayis v'amutor lehakoyne bayis b'eretz Yisrael v'inarin Yehudi loimar lein Yehudi lachtoim umala b'erkoes. Dechenu lehedye b'rambam. This is the heter. To tell the guy to write. Mishnah Berurah explains it. Liknes bayis v'keitzad u'oise mar eloi kisim shel dinrim v'en Yehudi choisim u'mala berkoes aval osu liten lo'y moes lehedye. Not to give him the money b'yodayim, even if it's a derabbanan of mukze, not to do a pa'ula b'yodayim b'eretz Yisrael v'suriya k'eretz Yisrael adov oze ken kosav ha'rambam v'ayim ha'mogin avroma shekosav ezeh d'shaylef it's k'eretz Yisrael m'day reise m'day rabbanan and what is the heter abo l'mayis ad ha'rambam is matir v'ein osu v'ramo adds. But it's only mutar b'ksav shaloim. They know also rak mid rabbanon. Mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael legosu. Rotzo loimar. Haksiv ezui mid rabbanon in ksav shaloim. Ve'abishvus deshvus al deinu yehudim. Mishum ochi yitiru mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ayin bebir aloche shebiyarmu de das or zoru adas yechidehi to say that shar loshen is not also mid reise. Ve'ein lo yishum mokim b'shas. וכל הפויסקים חולקים הזה, וספיר הדעב בכסף שלו ימה, ואיסו מדי רייסה. זה מפורש משנן שבס, קוף גימל, בכל לושן חייף. So why it's mutter to tell the guy to write it in Shabbos? ואפילו אוכי, התירו בכאן על יהודי משום ישו בארץ ישראל. ואהבדה המחה בפוסק לקמון בסימן של זיין, סיף, היי, דה לא יקה איתו. כי פסקן זה מלוך די רייסה, אוסור על ידי העין היהודי. אפילו לצריך מצווה. זה עדיף. זה עדיף. ולפי זה אוסרו להם עליהם יהודי בשבס ליך. וואי זה עדיף. ישו בארץ ישראל זה מצווה רבוסי. ולפי זה אולי ישו בארץ ישראל זה מותר אמיר לנוח את רייט אין שבס. אוסרו להם עליהם יהודי לשבס ליך תמיכתם אפילו לצריך מצווה. אם לא ישו גם כן צריך גודל אפשר יש לו אוקל ועין לאיל וסימן רית שעין וו סיף בית בי הגוי. I would think maybe another reason that is a heter. While it's also tzerech hagoy, even that he got his money and he doesn't need a tzerech, over kachu dalku shel mekach v'memkar, so it's not mamish for the Yisrael. Mikol mekom, the Zeruah is matir only b'ksav shalom, and he's mechadish that ksav shalom is a derabbanon and not a deraisa. The Mokir is the Mordechai. I want maybe to say over the Mordechai. The Mishnah in Shabbos and Kuf Gimel state b'chol loshen chayev, a koisev b'chol loshen chayev. The Mokhe brings down I'm sorry, the Zeruah brings down in Simen Ayin Zayin. Pirish Rashi, Mecholoshim, Kol Ksav, every language, and every kind of writing. V'arav Rabbi Yoel Barab Yitzchok Alevi Mibayin, Pirish, Sheksav HaKoimrim, Oishar Ksovim Levad Me'ashuris V'Yevonis, Im Kos V'Yisrael B'Shabes Potu Min HaTeira, De'ein Eksivo, Ve'ein Chashuv HaMelocho. And means the rhyme in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says Bechol Loshen. What is Bechol Loshen? Aleph Alfe. Aleph Lamed Pei. The way is we write Aleph. Yevon is the right Alfe with Aleph Lamed Fei Aleph. Aleph Alfe. Beis Beis. So it's Mashma. Bechol Loshen means Oder Beloshen HaKodesh. Oder Beloshen Yevonis. Abashar Loshen is only the Rabbona. Gzeira Hotu Loshen HaKodesh Mi Yevonis. Vahayinu Da Amrine Nakoine Beis. Beretz Yisrael. Koisev Olav Oine Afilu Beshabbos. And then the Rebbe asks, "But state bechol loshen in the Mishnah? How you could say only loshen Hakodesh and Yevonis, Ashuris and Yevonis?" So the Rebbe wants to answer, "Bechol loshen means on the language, English, or but the ksav has to be Hebrew or Yevonis." The Moshul, please, you write pei lamed yuzayin. So please, this is the way the Rebbe wants to answer. Mishnah Berurah is not mekabelet. Says that the Mordechai or Zeruah, they learn pshat that the Mishnah Bechol Loshen means dafka Loshen HaKodesh veLoshen Yevoni. Shal Lashonis Yinat Chayev. Shal Lashonis Yinat Chayev. Only Ksav Ivri veYevonis. This is Bechol Loshen. And the Beraloch is Choylek veYishtark. Says Bechol Loshen, even Rishum, even Roshum is Chayev, cannot be. And the halacha is machriya that bechol loshen is deiraisa. Bechol loshen is deiraisa. Just he adds, or Zeruah, Rabbi Yoel brought down, or Yerushalmi, Aleph, Alfe, Beis, Beis, he says a nupshat. Not only in loshen HaKodesh and loshen Yevoni Sichayev. Just was written Aleph in a way of Aleph Lamed Fei. And he adds an Aleph in the Sof, and it becomes Alfe, was written Beis, Beis Yud, Sof. And he added the Aleph, Beis. So Be'etim, he didn't do nothing. It was the Aleph before, and it's the Aleph now. The same Hashmoes. Even so, the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi, Bechol Loshen, the Yuchayev, because before it was Beloshen HaKodesh, and now it's Beloshen Yevoni. So I'm the Ksovim from my Rebbe, Rebbe Froim Borodyansky, Zatzal, Hagoyen HaGodl. He wanted to say a Tirutz Niflo on Rabbeinu Yoyo. How you could say Ksav HaKsmorim is the Rabbonon, Bechol Loshen Chayev, Roishem is Chayev? He wanted to say a Nifla Dike Pshat. He was Meyusad and the Ran in the beginning of Nedorim. In the first page, Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Nedorim, the Mishnah says, Hanoida Bechol Loshen Nidroi Neda. Koinom, Koinoch, Koinos. Areizek Neda. The Ran asks the following question. If Bechol Loshen is Neda, why the Tana says, Koinom, Koinoch, Koinos is a Neda? And he brings down a Teretz from Achosid Agodol Rabbi Yudah Barab Chesdoi. The Revus Hashmina. The Lamy Boy, Belashinus, Lochim Shalashinus Gmurim, Shanoid of Boym Nidroy Neda. Shaelo Shafiru, Belashinus Shain and Gmurim, Kigun Elu, the Koinum Kenner Koinus. Shari Loshen, Akoidishu, Eloshin Ishtapshu, Salke died of Shanoid of Boym, Loyem Nidroy Neda. Kavan Shainum Loshen Gom with Neatme, Komash Malon. Kavan Shanochim Edabri Boym. It's not the main part of the Loshen. English is good, French is good. But Koinoch Koinoch, that it's a Shibush of Loshen HaKodesh, is worse. It's not a Loshen Bifnei Atzmo. He's trying to copy that Loshen, and that is not. Kamash Malon, that Kevin Shanochim Edabrim, is also a Nedar, but Koshkin Loshen is Gmurim. We will say like this: every Ksav, Japan, France, it's a Ksav. Avad Yichayev Shabbos. Roishim is a Rishime. When he writes, Ksav HaKmori was a Shibush of Loshen HaKodesh, Loshen Yevoni. So Memele Sal Kedaito that it's missing in the Ksav, and this what he would learn the Rabbi Yoel, that it's only the Rabbana. Only the Rabbana. You have to know, in the Loshen HaRamor is Mashma Evi Ksav, is only the Rabbana. But at least in the Rabbi Yoel, that was the Ruah brings down, and I saw also the Rav Yo, Chelek Beis, Simen Tov, Kuf Mentes, Chelek Aleph, Sin Shen Tzadik Aleph, bring down this also Ruah.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.